From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A highly contentious televised debate between U.S. presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump is going on right now at Hofstra University outside New York. If anyone expected a dignified discussion between the two candidates, that hope was quickly dispelled. Trump blamed China for currency devaluation and U.S. job losses. Clinton says Trump stands for what she called trumped-up, trickle-down economics. According to opinion polls taken before tonight's debate, the two candidates are locked in a very tight national contest, with Clinton holding a slight lead. A peace agreement between Colombia's government and the national guerrilla movement known as the FARC has been signed. At the signing, the FARC leader apologized to the victims of the country's half-century of conflict. Numerous heads of state and foreign ministers, including U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, attended the signing ceremony in Cartagena. Colombians will render a final verdict on the agreement in a nationwide referendum October 2nd. Aid workers in the Syrian city of Aleppo say Syria and its Russian plane allies Monday stepped up bombing campaigns to rebel parts of the city. They say nearly 100 people have been killed. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the Syrian government and its Russian allies, in his words, seem intent on taking Aleppo and destroying it in the process. The onslaught on Aleppo triggered a flurry of accusations Sunday at an emergency session of the U.N. Security Council. A Kremlin spokesman denounced the U.S. and British accusations of complicity in the destruction of Aleppo. This is VOA News. Japan warned China Monday not to send fighter jets over a disputed territory in the East China Sea. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga told reporters that Japan is watching Chinese military activity and will defend its territory. On Sunday, China sent warplanes over Miyako Strait, east of the Japanese-controlled Senkaku Islands, which China claims. Chinese officials say about 40 aircraft were involved in that maneuver. The United States and South Korea conducted naval exercises Monday. An American ship equipped for both anti-aircraft and anti-submarine warfare joined South Korean destroyers, submarines, helicopters, and aircraft in a maritime operation on the East Sea. Admiral Brad Cooper, the commander of U.S. naval forces in Korea, said the joint naval drill was organized to showcase the resolve of the American military to defend its ally against what he called North Korea's unprovoked acts of aggression. French President François Hollande has vowed to shut down a migrant camp in Calais by the end of the year. During a visit to the port of Calais Monday, Mr. Hollande said the migrant camp must be dismantled. He shared plans to relocate the residents to other centers around the country where they could eventually apply for asylum. The French president also called on British authorities to do their part in supporting newcomers. The Federal Bureau of Investigation says violent crime in the United States increased by 3.9% last year, including a nearly 11% jump in the number of murders. FBI officials point out that the number of crimes is still far below what it was in the 1990s when crime peaked. Crime has been declining in the U.S. for the last 2 years. Iran says it has released a retired female Canadian-Iranian professor. She's been detained on what were called security charges. A foreign ministry spokesman quoted by the official news agency said Homa Hudfar was released on humanitarian grounds. She most recently taught at Concordia University in Montreal. An international team of scientists has identified a new strain of superbug that is coming from chickens and has made at least 10 people in Denmark sick. The infection is called MRSA, a staph infection that is sometimes fatal. Superbugs do not respond to commonly prescribed antibiotics. The rise of superbugs is blamed on the routine use of antibiotics in raising farm animals. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.